It's the Mike Tech Show, show number 752. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the podcast. I'm your host, Mike Smith. Thank you very much for downloading and subscribing to the show. Please visit the main website at miketechshow.com. You can email me questions and suggestions for show topics at miketechshow@gmail.com. You can leave me a voicemail on Skype. The name is Mike Tech Show, all one word. You can follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/MikeTechShow, and also Facebook, facebook.com/MikeTechShow. This show is brought to you by Instant House Call. Remotely support your customers unattended and on demand through firewalls. Try it free by clicking on the link on my website at miketechshow.com. Use the promo code MikeTechShow for your free 15-day trial, and you can also go directly to instanthousecall.com. The show's also brought to you by MagnusBox. MagnusBox is your best online service for backing up and securely storing your data, your customers' data. You can easily become a partner. Just go to MagnusBox.com. You can try the demo, kick the tires, feel it out, test it out, and then join. If you mention the Mike Tech Show and sign up, your first 3 months, your platform fee is half price. MagnusBox works across all platforms. You have Windows, Windows Server, Mac, Linux, and now Bare Metal Recovery and Backup, where you can make a bootable USB stick, which will automatically be able to pull everything from the cloud from MagnusBox, and you can restore to completely different hardware. You can have an image of your system, have it backed up, it crashes, go buy another computer that's a totally different brand, and you will be able to do a complete restore. Go to MagnusBox.com to find out all the details. Tonight's show, I have a couple stories from the trenches. I also have two emails and then going to talk about a great utility called UVK, Ultra Virus Killer. Let's start. This week sold three systems. So starting to see an uptick. We've seen, you know, of course, when COVID-19 started, it was real big, and we had a lot of work for getting everybody set remote, and that was great for a few months. Not the virus, I mean, that's a horrible thing, but the work was good. Then last month, it started to take a dip, had a couple clients, literally went out of business. We're starting to see an uptick now of some more work and some new clients. So next week, I already had a talk, a client whose email was hacked, and they were sending out all kinds of bad messages. I was able to remote in with them, reset their email passwords in the cloud because that's where it went wrong, made sure to clean their systems. Everything's looking good. My son's going to be on site. I'm looking for possibly upgrading all their hardware and hopefully getting them on a retainer, getting them on some nightly MagnusBox backup. So we're really crossing our fingers for that and hope it continues. And that was a great referral from my CPA because it's one of their clients. And that's what you want to leverage when you're trying to pick up new business. Leverage clients. Once you get a business client that they have a lot of business clients, that's what you want. That's a home run client, home run referrals, because that's where you'll get great clients. I get a lot of referrals from my CPAs, my bookkeeper, people that interact with other businesses. If you want business clients, then that's what you need. A business client that they have a lot of business clients. So when they run into problems, they're like, I got the guy. So some QuickBooks work this week, migrating from QuickBooks desktop to QuickBooks online. And that's even going to continue tomorrow. Having some refurb systems, those watching on the video or live over my head, you'll see a system standing up that's an Optiplex 7020 that I quickly had to put into action that's going to be set up next week for a client. Got a call today. They needed a system. We got 16 gigs of RAM in it, got a nice 512 gig new SSD, just put Windows 10 2004. Now I'm going to load it up with the software that I know they need, and then my son will take it next week and install. So we're already booking up a lot for next week. And then this segues into next week's show. Will be here, same time, same channel on Thursday night. But on Saturday, my son Ryan, myself, my wife, we are driving to Florida. So October 3rd, and then we will get there the afternoon of the 4th. I then have physical therapy scheduled in Florida, very close to where the house is, because that's all I need now for physical therapy on my shoulder. So a little update, my MRI came back good. The rotator cuff is not damaged. I do not need surgery. We only need 6 weeks of physical therapy. The pain is significantly less. I can now tie my own shoes. I can put a shirt on by myself. Now, I don't have full motion of being able to lift the arm and shoulder, the left shoulder yet, but we're getting there and we're making great progress and I am healing. And I'm just so grateful that the pain is significantly less. I'm living on Aleve, you know, in the morning and a little Aleve before I go to bed. But other than that, and I'm doing some exercises that they gave me to do with my arms, which will be a big help in addition to the physical therapy, which will be 3 times a week. So I'll keep you posted on that, but it's doing good, which has enabled us to go back down for the month of October. Then I come back and at the end of October, but there'll be 3 special shows in October. And let's see if I can get Marv on one of them too. Now, next week, I'm going to be on Podnuts Pro as Marvin B celebrates his show number 300. I'm looking forward to being on the show with him. The post shows will be all vinyl. Anybody who experiences the post show, I have not been doing a lot of post shows because I haven't been feeling good and with the schedule and everything happening, but we are doing all vinyl. Only vinyl in the post shows. And my son Ryan, who owns a radio station, i99radio.com, he will be DJing with me and we're going to have a lot of fun. We have a lot of vinyl. So I can't wait. That's going to be a lot of fun. Also, look for a possible separate music show that I'm going to announce. So that takes us into November, and then November, the week of Thanksgiving, there'll be no show. I'll be in Florida with the sort of like a little family reunion down there, and then back. So looking out to the future, if everything's fine, I'm going to be in Florida the month of January, February, March, and half of April. So being down in Florida that whole time, that means I will be in Florida New Year's Eve. So it's just going to be my wife and I. We have no place to go. There's nothing to do. So look for me doing a show and then look for my wife joining me online for New Year's Eve. So going to make sure she rests up during the day for New Year's. New Year's Eve so she can spend New Year's Eve with me online, on the air with everybody. So plan on joining me. So just wanted to get that out there before I forgot. All right. Let's take care of another story from the trenches, which was important. A client where I'm migrating all of their server data to SharePoint. So that means they have to have Office 365 standard in order to get a terabyte of SharePoint. We created the sites, and then I have got a great utility. Now, there was one utility for migrating. Microsoft just updated in August this incredible SharePoint migration tool. This will be the first link in the show notes. Install it on a system that has access to all the data that you need. Now, most of the time it'll work on servers. This particular client has server, small business server 2011, and of course the utility will not work. So I have another workstation that's Windows 10 that I have access to. I made sure I have full access to all of the shares. The key to making this work is building a CSV file. So you go into Excel and you have certain positions in the columns where you must put the share where you're going, and then a couple positions, the share that you're going to, and then another column for the directory. Once you get the instructions down and you set this up, you then go into migration as the admin on the SharePoint admin for Office 365. You then add a task. You do a bulk transfer. Then you add the spreadsheet as a CSV. So you save it as a CSV. You then point to that CSV file. Oh my. Monday night, there was a couple hundred gig for the first batch that had to go up, and it went up flawlessly. As a matter of fact, it was almost done when I was heading to bed. This thing was done in the middle of the night. I thought it was going to take days. Now, the key to this is to have a great upload. This client originally had Comcast, where they capped the upload to only 25 meg. We switched to Verizon Fios, got 300. So 300 meg up, and this new utility, they have some kind of compression or something built in where it is half the speed. It's like you take, it's half the time to load the same data that you did with their old utility. So that was phenomenal. So I got all of their case files completely uploaded. Now, the second part was the rest of the server data. So Tuesday night, I was able to do that, and it finished in just a few hours. So I have like 350 gig loaded into SharePoint, working great. And in a couple weeks, we are then going live with their new software in the cloud for all of their case management software. I am significantly happy that this is going, it's just going well. Just waiting for the shoe to drop. What's going to happen? What's going to stop this? But the only difficult part, one of the attorneys now, as they've been working remote, he's been saving everything on iDrive. So I got to get everything from iDrive that he's editing and changing and copy it up to SharePoint. Now, he's on a Mac, and I should be able to do that just by logging in from the Mac and hopefully dragging and dropping and being able to, I have to test that, and I have to remote in to his desktop. So hopefully with the help of Instant House Call and being able to log in to his iDrive and his SharePoint, I'll report back on that. So that's something that's on the horizon for next week. This week, we also had a client move who finally moved from their temp space to their final space. And my son, Mike Jr., my son, Ryan, actually, Ryan took a day off because I bribed him by saying, look, I'll pay you if you take off, take a sick day, take a vacation day from where he works so he can help his brother. And that went great. So thank you, Ryan. And that's who you'll meet in October when in Florida. So that went well. Looking forward to upgrading some systems because they found two Windows 7 systems. And then I have another client with two Windows 7 systems, so they shouldn't have Windows 7. I can't force them to upgrade, but they understand the dire need to change. Now, I have a plan set for the one. One system absolutely has to be replaced. There's no ifs, ands, or buts. The other one, if we clone the drive to a solid state drive, we add a little memory, we can do an in-place upgrade. Yes. So that's nice. As a matter of fact, did an analysis today remotely for a client where they're going to retire some computers and upgrade some computers. So my son logged in to the systems remotely with instant house call, ran SIW, and then got me the SIW reports. I then do an analysis and put together what do they need, what is the cost-effective way to get where they want to go for their goals. So I was able to take care of that and submit my recommendations. So I sent that late this afternoon, waiting to hear back. That could be a few more systems. Absolutely, two of them. The drives are whole drive encrypted. So we're going to decrypt the drive, clone it to an SSD, put the SSD back, then re-encrypt the drive. So that's the plan for two of the systems that I recommended. The third told them to retire. It's just way too old. And then they wanted to use another system. It's not compliant with the broker dealer that they deal with. This is a financial company. It's too below the requirements for being able to use or even upgrade. So they may have to buy a new laptop, and I'll help them do that. So that's why I said a lot of systems. As a matter of fact, you can't see it behind my head. There's an HP mini computer that's also being configured for a client. Wait and hear this. The client, it's one of their employees who's moving to Florida and they want them to work remote. Well, they're moving to St. Petersburg. That's not far from where I'm at. I'm actually going to be able to support them down there while I'm there. So that's kind of a great coincidence. My one client being able to support that, that's very cool. I'm hooking up that. There's a few things I still need to finish up with getting the VPN connected. I just finished their Office 365. So I have a few more details. There's also, I got to figure out a way, and I'm going to work with their client work with their programmer where they have this custom software. And I got to figure out a way where they can get to it via the web. We kind of have to securely post it so they can connect from another site. We haven't done that yet with this software. So that's something I need to get done. Because right now, the user's remote into their workstation. But I'm trying to not, you don't want to have to depend on the physical office anymore. We got to get things more cloud-based to tether, to, you know, untether from the office. So if the office has, you know, no internet or the power's down, they got to be able to function. So we got to get this cloud hosted and an easy way for them to get to the data. So I'm going to be working with that person next week, and we're going to try to figure some things out and test. So that's it from stories from the trenches. Now, let's get to two emails. And one is a great email and link from Philip. And this is Pilot Phil. listens to my show, is a private pilot, and he sent me this link, and it is how to make high performance sound absorption panels for $5. Wait till you see this video, Phil. I love it. And this is, if I'm going to do any acoustic panels, this is what I'm going to do. This YouTube link will be in the show notes. And if you need acoustic panels, do not waste your money buying these pre-done panels. Wait until you see this video on a great inexpensive tip on doing better acoustic panels. I love it. Phil, thank you for thinking of me and sending me that link. I really appreciate it. Very creative. And the person backs it up by testing, measuring the sounds versus buying one that's supposed to work versus this DIY one, and the DIY performed better. Next, questions from Dexter. Clarification on VoIP issue. He had that VoIP problem. Test it from the back of the ISP cable modem. Same result. Customer is going to get a new service for their internet. Okay, that's cool. Keep me posted on that, Dexter. He has a question for HIPAA. What are you doing for these things? Email encryption, text encryption. And if they have VoIP phones, what are you doing for faxes? Medical here is still using faxing orders a lot. Yes, as a matter of fact, my intake form that I had to fill out and get to the physical therapy company in Florida, I had to fax that to them because faxing is more secure than email. So here's what you have to do with faxing. E-fax and a lot of electronic faxing services have encrypted protected fax. You have to pay more for the service. They absolutely support it. I actually have a client that has VoIP 8x8, and they actually provide encrypted faxing. So it's there, and even if you don't have it with your VoIP provider, don't worry. Just make sure you go to CloudFax, where they guarantee and give you a better way of getting that fax into your email via encryption. So you can be HIPAA compliant with electronic fax, with an e-fax. Email, easy peasy. If the email is SharePoint, then we use Proofpoint, which is what they sell. So, not SharePoint, excuse me. If I use SureWeb for email hosting, for Exchange Hosted, I add on Proofpoint, which takes care of the encryption. If you're Office 365, you must have E3, and that encryption is automatically built in. The compliance, the journaling, the encryption, everything you need for HIPAA and FINRA compliance is available for encryption. The one thing you mentioned, it's very interesting. There's encrypted texting is not supported by a lot of places. I will talk about the FINRA side first. They are in beta testing the broker dealer for one of my financial clients is working, and they're testing with encrypted text, but it's a custom app on their side that they have to subscribe to. Right now, anybody that's HIPAA or FINRA, no text. So I would like to hear from anybody else that's dealing with that. Is there a product that's approved by HIPAA or FINRA, or both, for being able to securely text and have encrypted text? This particular broker-dealer I'm working with, they're going to let me know when it's fully released, and one of my clients is going to be able to test that out and try it. But they're pounding away and testing it, and it's been a year, and it hasn't been finalized and finally released. So, Dexter, I will keep you and everybody posted. As soon as I find one, I will recommend it so you can do it. Anybody working with a HIPAA service that helps get you compliant or that has approved text encryption, hit me up, miketechshow@gmail.com. I'd love to know the product, because then what I'll do is run it by the compliance officer of the company to make sure that it's okay, and then I can roll it out, because I do have financial advisors, some of them, that do want to have encrypted text. But right now, I don't have any of my clients on that. So great question. The final topic I want to spend time talking about, a tremendous utility called Ultra Virus Killer. You want the pro version, it's only $50. And you're like, ugh, $50, let me tell you, you won't look back. There are so many features, it would take me multiple shows to go over everything. So I'm going to review mine and what I've been doing to help with clients for things that fix and clean up space and really, really helps. So the first thing I want to go over, oh, and I should mention the site that for UVK, Britech YouTube video showing how to clean a system that's infected. There's a great YouTube video. If you scroll down on the front page of the link that I'm going to have in the show notes, just love it. Love Britech videos. So shout out to Britech. When you get it, it's overwhelming. There are so many pieces. I'm going to concentrate on system repair. So there's a big icon, system repair, and there's lots of great sections. There's pre-repair actions, third-party built-in apps, reset actions, fixes for common Windows problems. This has really helped me. Fix system-related actions, essential installs and updates, maintenance actions, Windows troubleshooters, system repair and optimization. A couple things in here that I really like. There's an option that you can check and activate the F8 key to get into advanced repair options on boot in Windows 10, which you don't get. Now, we ended up having a chat about this in the post show last week, and there's a couple ways to do it. I mentioned UVK, and then also the Malwarebytes TechBench tool has that in there. There's a manual way you can do it, but it's awfully nice to have one click. But I will say this. How many times do you need to free up space on the C drive? There's so many to free up physical memory. Back up the registry. You can check multiple ones and then click unattended and let it just go through and do them all. Disable the user account control. Here we go. Enable the legacy F8 boot menu. Prevent rebooting until all is done. The third party, you can run the Ultra Adware Killer Scan, Malwarebytes, Super Any Spyware, Rogue Killer, Kaspersky, TDSS Killer, Avast, ASWMBR Scan, Adware Cleaner, Advanced Browser Cleanup. You can reset your browsers, reset Chrome, Firefox, Firefox for all users, Chrome for all users, Edge, reset the DNS cache. Here's a good one. Reset the Firefox print settings. That used to be an old problem with Firefox. That was a pain in what you had to do to get to clean it up. Let's see. What else do we got? Fix the shortcuts, URLs, and protocols. You can fix the cache icons. Fix Windows Store and Metro apps. That's a problem that you run into. I used to run into that more than recently. install or uninstall Java, Flash, Shockwave, install or update .NET framework, patch my PC, update all apps with one click, and you don't even have to have Patch My PC installed. You just double click on it. It'll analyze all the apps you have and automatically start updating them. Delete browser cookies. Delete all browser cookies. Delete temp files. There's one that I really like, and someone just asked in the chat, it is UVK. That is the utility. Now, there's a free version. Now, I'm not sure what the free version, what it limits, but the pro version is phenomenal. But I will say this. You know how the database under Windows WinSXS, this is where it holds all of the different updates. It is very difficult to get this cleaned up. There are a massive amount of directories and files that get collected that waste space. Now, you can manually stop services and go through the cleanup. How about just one click? It takes a while, but you don't have to do anything. I successfully did this on all my systems, and I picked up 4 to 5 gig of free space on every C drive of every Windows 10 system that I have here. I did it on my 2 test systems, then I did it on my main system, and freed up great, great space. PhotoRay. Can it run via USB as a portable app? Of course it does. You're talking to the portable man, the portable app man. Yes, it can run as a portable utility. This is a must-have for adding to your suite of utilities when you go on site. I am not even doing it justice. There are so many sections here. So I'm going to go back home. You have System Booster, System Immunizer. You have Smart Uninstaller. How about being able to check multiple programs and just say, uninstall the selected. Boom. And just wait and let it uninstall. I'll click Home and get back. Process Manager, built right there. Auto Run Manager, Service Manager. Scan and create log, run scripts, tools and tweaks. I just don't have the time in the day to cover all these utilities. I wanted to focus on system repair because there's a lot of issues that I run into that I can quickly download this. So I have this in a private area that my son and I can remotely download to a client. The portable version. Execute some repairs, do the work we want, and then delete it. So that's how you want to work with this utility. And I think it's a godsend. Backup and recovery, system info. There's a registry seeker to start. Now, this I haven't played with a lot because I still use CCleaner for doing some registry fixing, but I can start a scan here of what's going on with my registry. And of course, there's a checkbox to create a backup. I trust it. I just have to play with it. You have to see this thing. I would download the free version and at least play with that before they pull $50 out of your wallet. Give it a try. Check it out. I'm endorsing this. I love this utility. And I paid for the pro version right away. And I actually paid for that based on listeners who have sent me many, many emails about this utility. I like it, and I want to just add it. So wanted to share that. If you haven't heard about it, wow, you've just learned something good. There's a lot of you saying, oh, it's about time you're talking about this, Mike. So I had to fix a few things this week, and I looked at that, and I was like, I have to talk about that on the show because it's just too important. So there you go. Great utility, great advice. We have some cool links here for not a lot of links, but we got some good stuff. So hopefully you got something out of this. If you're buying from Amazon, and man, I just bought a webcam that I'm going to be taking to Florida with me. It just arrived yesterday. It will be the vinyl cam because I only have one webcam in Florida. So I ordered a second one to point at the turntable like I used to do here. Now, that camera that I pointed at the turntable, well, that's the main camera in Florida. Because remember, it was very hard getting a hold of Logitech cameras. They are in stock. You can buy them, and they are not gouging like they were a couple months ago. And of course, I used Amazon, and I used our Amazon link. The Amazon link Carrie Holzman and I share, it is in the show notes. Click on that. Add the items you're buying to the cart. Your price stays the same, but we get a small commission, and it is the best way to support the show. Carrie and I thank you from the bottom of our hearts for continuing to use and buy everything that you can from Amazon and use our link so we can get some credit. And it's the best way to support me, the Mike Tech Show, Carrie Holzman, and Tech Vets. And yes, now that I'm feeling better, I will reach out to Carrie and get some Tech Vets, get back into the seat. We have so much to catch up on and talk about. I'm going to make a little add-in here for MHS Consulting. That's my consulting company. And I want to thank the listeners who have been reaching out and helping, or I've been helping you. So I can help on two ways. One, have a client listener that's not familiar with servers, but he has a new opportunity for a client with a server that I helped him with the server. And I will offer a good consultant to consultant rate so you can bill me and make money on me. Also, I put this out there and I've helped a couple of you. If I can be of assistance of giving you ideas to help you get more business, maybe help you with your retainer contracts, help you improve and take that next step, I will do the business coaching that you need based on what I've been through and what I've learned in my experiences. So if you need any assistance, reach out to me. I have so many emails, themiketechshow@gmail.com or my business email, which is mike@mhsconsulting.net. Reach out. Ask me what my rate is for based on what you're trying to do, and I'll let you know. And I might be able to help you take that next level or not turn away a client that you were afraid of, where I can maybe get you over the hump and help you with that. Or you're afraid of some bigger contracts where I have my synchro in place for being able to monitor those systems and help you out where you're the feet on the street and I can help you remotely. So there's lots of things to do, and I want to thank the listeners for all of you, especially the ones reaching out and helping me, and it's great. Instant House Call, thank you very much for being a sponsor. Magnus Box, phew, man, that should be the core of your disaster recovery, your business continuity plan, not just for you, but for all your clients. And then Fabs Auto Backup 7 Pro, the best software for transferring files from one system to another, your settings from one to another. That's it. I will see you. Everybody have a great week. I will see you back here next week. Same time, same channel. Bye-bye, everybody.
You've been listening to The Mike Tech Show, a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. Please visit techpodcast.com.